everybody. It's finally here. If you've been following along online, you know I've been going through hell to get this thing to work, including screaming at the staff of Vimeo. So thank you to everybody that joined in the pile on. I really appreciate it. Now, if you want to see the show, you can do that by heading to Vimeo, vimeo.streetfightradio.com. From there, you can purchase it for just $5. That way you can watch it on a Roku, an Apple TV, iPads, Android, everything. Anywhere that's mobile, you can watch this, including on the big screens. So check out Vimeo, vimeo.streetfightradio.com to see the thing, to see the Make Black Friday Red performance. Now, if you are a Patreon donor and you donate more than $5 per month, check the Patreon page, check your email. There is a code to watch the show for absolutely free. That's right. Anybody that donates $5 or more to the Street Fight Radio cause will receive our live video for free. Now, we've only done two of these at this point, but we're planning to do them every single month, and the December one is going to be huge. So head over to patreon.com/streetfightradio, lock in that $5 donation amount, and you'll be able to get all of our live shows for free. We've mentioned going on tour next year. We absolutely are. I'm in the works for Washington, D.C. and Chicago right now. So those shows will all be filmed. And once again, as long as you're donating that $5 a month, you're going to get it absolutely free. If you don't have enough to do that, we totally understand. If you're only able to sign up for a dollar or two, there is also a promo code to save 60% off the cost. So any way you slice it, you got to get over to that Patreon page and help Street Fight out so we can keep growing this thing into something huge. We've said from the beginning that we do want to make everything we do absolutely free. We are anti-capitalists, but trying to get by in this world and saving our wives from wage slavery is taking a hell of a lot of money. So we are going to give out the audio absolutely for free every single time. You're not going to miss out on anything. Although the Christmas video might sound weird, but I'm still going to give it to you. Everything we do will be made available if you subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, or any of the Android podcasting apps. You're going to get us two times a week and maybe three times a week in the future if we keep raising money. So thank you to everybody that continues along with us on this journey. It means everything. And those of you that shout us out every single day, it's getting overwhelming, but it means a lot. And I see y'all out there, and keep it coming. You know, it's great. It gives me more energy. I'm about to go beast mode. I'm feeling like Godzilla at this point. I'm ready to stomp on everything. So get ready for the madness. There's more to come. It's Street Fight Radio. Peace.
All right. Everybody ready? Excellent. Thank you for being here. It's awesome. I recognize a few of you from last time, so give yourself a round of applause if this is your second go around. And to anybody that doesn't know us, we're Street Fight Radio. We've been on the airwaves in Columbus, Ohio, WCRS, for 5 years now. We do two shows a week, and we've just started doing live shows. We're kicking this thing off, taking a new show on each month. Last month, we gave you the full report on Supernatural and the Dead. We found out that ghosts were fake and God isn't real, and so we can close that chapter.
They suck. Ghosts suck. That's what we learned last month.
So this month, we decided there is really only one thing that you can focus on. It's the biggest event that's happening. Pretty much everyone is waiting for this. A lot of people are in town, maybe, because you're visiting. And it's Turkey Day. You get the stuffing, you get the mashed potatoes, the macaroni and cheese. And so that's what we really wanted to tackle this month.
That's what you were doing this week. This is not the week of... I mean, Thanksgiving happens this week, right? But you were having a fantasy in your head, because this is actually the Black Friday week, I believe, right?
Well, no. I mean, people like to have... Turkey Day. People want to spend the whole day watching the parade, eating the food, right? You love Thanksgiving, don't you? Even if you hate the genocidal aspect of it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you were sitting at the table and you were eating fucking yams and stuff like that, and you were looking at everybody's gratitude and thankfulness, but all of them were thinking about deals. That's what was really happening.
You're right. I mean, it is like they have gained so much ground. They're into 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving now. This is bullshit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you wanted people to have the day off. Now people got to leave. People are, you know, putting on their stupid aprons and their polo shirts and their khaki pants to go wait on somebody.
They're missing their fucking dessert, right? Like, Brett was eating pumpkin pie while somebody else in the house was putting on a smock and getting ready to drive to Walmart. So he was like, oh, this is such fucking gratitude. I love this. It's such beautiful togetherness. And they're trying to fuck. They're getting ready to go log in at work or clock in. It's clock in, right? I haven't worked in a long time.
And people need those deals, though, more than anything. From what I've seen, it's a necessity.
Yeah, so I think what we're saying here right off the bat is Thanksgiving has been canceled and that Black Friday is the actual holiday. Thanksgiving is a warrior's feast for people who are planning to go out and go shopping. You got to build those fucking carbs up, people.
It is nice if you have like a belly full of turkey and mashed potatoes and corn stuffing if you're going to sit in front of a Best Buy for 13 hours.
I would say also get a cup of coffee before you go out, but there's no time because the line opens at 3.
It's tough. I'm sad to admit it, but I also know that, you know, this is going to happen no matter what.
He's a romantic guy, man. Guys, don't fault him for being a sweet romantic boy. Okay? This week, we decided to go head on. I mean, with the ghosts, we traveled to haunted places. We talked shit to ghosts. We tried to fight them and kill them and everything else. So we figured this week we would live the life of a deal hunter. And we started on Sunday with this mission.
Hardcore bargain hunters started way before Sunday is what we found out immediately.
Yeah. So I said, Brett, I need you to go online. I need you to use all your fucking hacking power to find me some information on Black Friday, on what's going to happen this year.
I pulled up the dossier. It looks like the ads were leaked this year. Oh, no.
They were leaked?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, corporate espionage is real. These ads are, they can't let these prices out. The people would go nuts if they knew what they were going to be.
I know. The one thing that we know about businesses is they really want to hide their advertising from you and make sure that you don't get it a day too early.
Yeah, this stuff is important. This could cause mass hysteria. If someone were to see, they're going to have 10 55-inch Toshiba 4K TVs for only $199, people.
I almost bought. I needed one of those. Okay.
I did too. I'm watching. Close. I watch TV on like a 22-inch computer monitor right now. That TV looked fucking wonderful.
Yeah, so yeah, those leaks were something, man. I guess like we're going to switch the whole show to commercials. Since we found out that people are looking for commercials, Street Fight is just going to be 1 hour of commercials from now on, followed by a little bit of commentary, you know?
If you're doing leaks on them, they're people want these ads.
They love them. They fucking love them. So people, we needed to find out first. The first thing we wanted to find out was who opens first. Who is the ultimate fucking villain on Thanksgiving, the actual day of Thanksgiving? Where were we gonna line up before we had turkey?
Big Lots. Big Lots opens up at 7 a.m.
Oh, boo! Oh, fuck you, Big Lots.
Yeah, yeah. Can we do a chant? A fuck you, Big Lots chant? Fuck you, Big Lots.
Yeah!
Yes. Yeah. Fucking Big Lots, man. They didn't have any problem opening up the doors. They were like, it's Black Friday every day here. We don't give a fuck.
They do. I was just there 2 weeks ago, and they had an enormous pile of these clear plastic guitars filled with popcorn with pictures of Elvis on the front of them for $5. If that's not a fucking Black Friday deal in the middle of the week before Black Friday, I don't know what the fuck is.
Yeah, so everybody had to put on their back braces and show up early in the morning for Big Lots because they never sleep on deals.
Should Big Lots even fucking close, really? It's like a movie theater or like a gas station. If your constituency is people that fucking need deals all the time, then you need to be open every day. I almost can't blame Big Lots, is what I'm trying to say. Their audience, their people that shop there would be furious if they were closed.
Rabid deal hunters. They just love to tell you how cheap everything they got is. These shoes were only $3.98.
So what we needed to find out after that was like, who are the behemoths Who are the big box retailers that were going to be open also on Thanksgiving? Because obviously not everybody's going to open on Thanksgiving Day. So we narrowed it down to three places that open at 6 p.m. on Thursday, which is dinner time, right, guys?
That's the pie hour. That's coffee and pie. They're taking away all the little cookies and the finger foods. Got to get out the door and go camp.
That's when Brett was telling everybody who he felt thankful for, and somebody else was fucking getting punched in the head for a rice cooker.
So, this isn't going to surprise you. Number one on the wanted list is Walmart, of course.
I mean, that's an extreme son of a bitch of a company anyway. You know what I mean? Like, Walmart is not going to apologize for being open. We expect them to be open. And basically, if we ask them to close, they tell us to fuck off.
They're like a drunk uncle that by the end of the night is like, you knew I was going to get like this. You knew I was going to be open. It costs too much money to close the doors at Walmart.
I haven't even been to Walmart in like a lot of years because as any person that lives in an urban area that's 10 to 15 miles away from Walmart, it's very easy to boycott, I guess.
Yeah, there's not many Walmarts. You have to go out of your way here.
When I pulled up, when we went to the Walmart this time, I noticed that like they had the whole lobby is painted this fucking jail blue. It's not prison. Prison is a little bleak for this. It's jail. It's like the place you go where you just got too drunk and they're going to kick you out on the street the next day. But like the only way that you can tell the difference between a Walmart lobby and a jail is that they have one of them claw machines in there. And that's a sweet thing. I should probably add those to jails.
Yeah, you can take a ride on the carousel out front.
Yeah.
Seems more fun that way.
And don't worry, none of that money is going to charity, everybody. I just want you to know, that money's all going to be siphoned right out of the community, just the way that we expect Walmart to do it.
Yeah, and they really don't bother to paint or clean up or do any sort of maintenance on that fucking building.
No, I mean, a classy place obviously would put in a drop ceiling, but they can't even be bothered to fucking paint the rafters up at the top of the place. It's just shit. It's a hellhole, is what we're saying.
I was very surprised. I mean, but that's the scam, though, right? The prices are the cheapest. You know, it's only $14.76 for this blender because they don't replace the lights until the whole row is out.
It's beautiful, really. Yeah, I mean, that is really Walmart's scam. Is they're like, hey, we would never charge you $12.95 for something we could charge you $12.93 for.
That's why we bust unions. That's why we have sexist hiring policies. That's how we keep the prices low, people.
Yeah,
we're Walmart.
If we didn't make people work for the first 10 minutes of their fucking lunch, we wouldn't be able to offer you this $19.76 deal.
That's Walmart. Everybody hates them anyway. I mean, nobody's shopping. Fuck them.
Y'all already turned against. We didn't just turn you guys against Walmart.
Oh my God, man. It makes so much sense.
These fucking dudes, man. This Morgan Spurlocked me in that room, man. I ain't going back.
So the next culprit, and this one got dragged there because they wouldn't dare be open. They just had to because it's Walmart.
Fucking Target, you bastards. Like, yeah, that is really how they would frame the Target thing. It's like, we wouldn't be open, but Walmart opens, and we're their competitors.
Don't you want to buy from somebody that has a bachelor's degree in communications? I mean, we're Target. We'll put Todd Oldham on a blanket.
We'll give you a special Pearl Jam released album you can only get at Target.
We wouldn't dare shop at Walmart, and we don't expect you to either. We have a Starbucks waiting.
Yeah, and they add the 2 cents, right? Where Walmart would charge you 97 cents, Target will charge you the 99 cents. You're paying a 2 cent premium to feel better than people that shop at Walmart.
You're buying the same shit, too. Different box. Yeah. Different celebrity on the front.
Beautiful design, though. Really, they paint the joint. It looks nice. It's all white and pretty and red. And there's the dog with the cute fucking Target eye. It's beautiful in there. I love that place. And they are a little tiny more classy than Walmart in the way that they do their door busters, we found out. I talked to a guy who was running the electronics section at Target, which is ground zero for danger for in any of these Black Friday things.
People can get pretty snippety.
Yeah, they want their consumer electronics goods, and they want them now. So he said that they do ticketing. So you'll go back there and they'll hand you a ticket, and then you take that ticket to the front and they'll bring you your product for you, which is not what Walmart does. Walmart, they're like, if you want that TV, you're going to have to whoop somebody's ass for it. All right?
Show what you want.
Yeah. Bust through that fucking door, guys.
That's their setup.
Yeah, I hate the ticketing, though. I really do. It's like, fuck, you're taking all the fun out of this thing. I wanted to get in a fucking mosh pit.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. They throw a scarf on it and call it civil.
Number three is going to surprise every single person in this room, and I can guarantee it.
This is someone new on the stage stepping up and is like, you know what? People need to come shop with us on Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, they're trying to get their foot in the door. They're like, we want to be a scum retailer, okay? Kohl's opens at 6 p.m. Can you imagine waiting for Kohl's to open?
People got to get in there.
Yeah, they got to get their shit. They got to get their fucking, they're going to get dressed for the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much outfits everybody that works at Huntington or Chase or any of the banking in this nationwide in Columbus.
Outfits Brian Quinby from Street Fight Radio, actually. I like to buy a lot of Kohl's clothes because when Donald Trump opens up his concentration camps, he's going to pass right by me. I look like everybody else.
You can disappear in a crowd. It's like camouflage. It's like the real camouflage.
Yeah. It's like when they gave him that digital brown camouflage for the Gulf War. I'm wearing that right fucking now. Nobody's going to know I'm an anarchist. Nobody.
And they do accommodate every lifestyle, every dad lifestyle. Like if you're used to be a comic book dad, they have Captain America shirts in adult sizes. Right?
I like how you said it. In adult size.
Yeah, they used, when I was a kid, you could only get them as kids' clothes, but then they started making them in my size.
Oh, shit.
Brutal cell phone.
Oh, God, guys, this is just fucking terrible.
Yeah, they also, for like you dads out there that grew up in a mosh pit at a new metal concert like me, I mean, I have a child, I have a 7-year-old daughter. I moshed, though, as a youngster, and I want a fucking Led Zeppelin t-shirt to show that I'm still into like Disturbed and shit like that, right?
Yeah, I want Tony Hawk pants.
Tony Hawk pants.
If I was going to buy pants, I want the Boom Boom Huck Jam pants.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not?
I want to sit down with my daughter and say, they used to skateboard with Matt Myra and they would have the latest pop punk acts play concerts back when I was a youngster.
Yes, Kohl's is keeping everybody in clothes. They have the Mark Anthony line, the Jennifer Lopez, Vera Wang, everybody is getting clothes from there.
Yeah, they'll also sell you some real shit. I mean, like, if anybody who's ever gotten, like, a gift from Kohl's that's, like, a toy or something like that, like, what they were selling when we went there were these mini air hockey tables that's just going to end up in the trash. Well, actually, it'll end up in a basement for 20 years, then the trash.
18 inches of epic air hockey action, Brian. You and your buds in the man cave, right?
Yeah.
With your tiny little paddles there just fucking going at it. Little billiards going. You can flip the table right over and start shooting billiards.
Just fucking sitting on the table. No, see, it's fun. We'll play this later on this year.
I promise.
Loving this game. Who doesn't?
It's all junk. It's just going to go sit and go to a garage sale somewhere, which is, I mean, that's a good, people need garage sales, right?
I love garage sales. I mean, but then those people are going to buy the air hockey table at the garage sale, put it in their basement, then 40 years later have to explain to like their robot kid what fucking air hockey is.
Yes. They also, Kohl's has the best pricing gimmick that there is, and I've been hooked on it ever since I was a kid. Because they'll throw a price tag on everything in that building, but you sure as hell ain't going to pay that.
No, they will look you right in the face and say, yeah, we put price tags on here. This is pricey shit, but we would never charge you that much, ever.
We have a chart. You need to check the chart. Everything is 25 to 75% off, and you got to look, and you get in the chart, you're like, $49.50 for this fucking sweatshirt? This is goddamn ridiculous. And, oh, 60% off. Well, let me see. It's like playing a goddamn board game. $19.95! When? I got it!
Yeah, I'll buy this. When I previously thought it was just trash, but now at the price that it is, I will have it on my body.
Yeah, they went for that. We even, when we went, they have digital prices now. So you need to act quick because that price might change.
They should change it. Like they should
bloop. Oh shit.
That would be the best pricing. It would be the best pricing gimmick if as soon as you paid for it, they changed it to a higher price and you'd feel real good about yourself when you left. Like, damn, I donated to that one. They also have a really cool pricing scam that I like and at Kohl's, which is called credit. They will give anybody credit. I had credit at Kohl's.
Yeah, they'll hand a $300 credit card to anybody that puts their name on paper.
Yeah, so basically anything you go in there is free. I know some people pay their credit cards, but ain't many people in here that do. But yeah, they'll give you credit and then they'll hand you some Kohl's bucks, man. So basically they're just handing shit away for free.
Company script, that Kohl's buck. Come back, come back. Here's a little extra money if you do.
Yeah, but, you know, we talked about the hardcore people that were going to be out at Big Lots, and we're going to keep track of them throughout this week. And one of the things that they're doing on Sunday night, after they've decided how they're going to hit Kohl's, Target, and Walmart, is they got to set their reminders on their phone because, you know, tomorrow's Monday. There's going to be some fucking lightning deals on Amazon.
Lightning deals every 5 minutes. You got to get those 5-pack of micro USB cables or else you fucking lose this Christmas.
Yeah. Those cables are, yeah. You're going to, I mean, you don't want to get your new TV and not have all the right cables, right? Even though you got a tumbleweed of fucking cables in your basement.
Yeah, the lightning deals people are into it from what I know.
I love them, man. Even though I've never bought one. I mean, I like the name, lightning deals. I'll go with that. So as the week goes on, we got Monday. Everybody's got to get up and go to work, especially the PR guy for REI, the camping company. Do you guys know that place? No, they're a co-op, and they will not be open on Black Friday this year. And they want you to go outside and canoe or something instead of going shopping.
We've got pre-Black Friday deals because we're going to be closed on Black Friday. So get a kayak and just go do that on Friday instead.
Look, I am an anarchist. I don't like Black Friday necessarily. I don't like capitalism. I don't like any of this stuff. But if you want to impress me, be closed through the whole season. That's what will show people, like, we're not going to be open from Thanksgiving until till the day you return all your stuff on the 26th.
Pull a Chinese New Year. Like, no, bro, we're just taking the rest of the year off. And we're going to do shit except get our center back together so we can hit the pavement in 2017.
I guess, they spend so much money on, like, full-page ads and everything. We're all talking about REI, except for the people in this room who don't necessarily know what REI is.
Which is great. But the thing about it is that even on Monday, it doesn't even matter if it's REI. It's like the first people I saw talking were all pissed, like, oh, hell no. If you go to Thanksgiving, I got a thing or two to tell you. And that's, like, the only people that care at that point.
Yeah, Monday is when people start signing the I will not shop on Thanksgiving pledge. Okay? This fucking makes me sick that these people are going out, these sheeple are going out and they're getting these marvelous deals, and I'm just disgusted by the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing on Monday.
Yeah, the furiousness. I like anti-capitalist, any kind of anti-capitalist talk. It's just sometimes it can come off as yelling at poor people, really. Sure, in the end.
And so then the news picks up on that hate usually, and that's when they'll come to you on Monday night and they're like, a little bit of drama over Black Friday this year. People are shopping at Big Lots at 7 a.m. on Thanksgiving. It sounds like a really great way to get all your shopping done. You could probably get the turkey done by the time you get home.
Yeah, they'll have, like, Todd Smith, the PR guy from Big Lots, like, you know, you could go get all your stuff in the morning, and then you could get home, and you know what? The employees don't even mind being at work, because we only choose our employees that don't have families.
We actually asked all of our most unpatriotic employees and the atheists to come in. They'll get a bonus pay, and whatever sort of sacrilegious pagan shit they celebrate, we'll facilitate that as well.
It's only the people that can't get their family together to come to them because they're so detestable. They will be working. Don't worry. They're people you can hate. You don't have to worry about taking them away from their families. You're doing them a service.
Yes. I'm glad the news clarifies this for us. That's what we need from them.
We do. We do. I mean, it's really advertising, isn't it? Like, the news does a lot of advertising. That's something we'll hit on a lot here. But yeah, they will definitely be like, They'll definitely let you know where all the doorbusters, where the things you want to buy are, as the news is where you go to do that.
Well, and then the ads that week, they start too. Like, there's no ads of anybody sitting at a fucking Thanksgiving table. It's just Brett Favre on the back of a pickup truck like, hey guys, we're open on Thanksgiving. Some of y'all hate us for that, but you won't hate the deal you get on these Wrangler jeans. They're only $7.88, and they're a hell of a deal. They fit you in all the right places, and, you know, I outfit all my boys in them.
That's a touchdown of a deal, Brett.
It sure is. I can't hate him for it.
Isn't it great that your name's Brett and his name's Brett? That, like, all work.
Transitive property.
But, yeah, I think one of the things about it, too, is that, like, the reason people do this and the reason that I can't get angry at people for doing this is because all year, all I want to do is buy big things. I want things that barely fit in the cart. I don't fucking care what the things are. I just want big things that cost a lot of money. And this is the time of year where I can go get a bunch of big things that cost a lot of money.
Absolutely. I mean, the Santa Claus story directly feeds into this. You've been fucking good all year long. Your car got repossessed and you didn't spray the guy with a hose. You didn't spit on your boss when he put a White Lives Matter hashtag up on Facebook. You've been fucking good. You've been good. You didn't break down. Nobody fucking stepped all over you and you did your goddamn thing and you're still surviving through the struggle. You get a fucking TV.
Yeah, you paid your fucking credit cards. Unbelievable. Hey, buddy, you paid your credit cards this year. Go fucking max them out again.
Yeah, we've been paying our credit cards off since last year for this moment. It's time to fill them back up.
You're finally going to get that TV you need. You're going to get the TV so that you can move the TV out of your living room to your bedroom, and you can move your bedroom TV into your bathroom. You're going to have three TVs, and they're all going to be only 3 years old.
4 centimeters thick, too.
Oh, God, I love these TVs. They're beautiful.
You can watch anywhere.
Oh, I want to just, that's all I want. And that's all I want all year. I got a TV with a blown speaker. You're telling me I can get a 4K TV for $199.99 if I just whoop a few people's asses in line? Oh my God, I'm there. I can do that.
Yeah, but sadly we had to resist. It's our burden that we have to go and look at these deals, but we can't partake.
Yeah, we did not buy one thing, which sucks, really, when you're walking around. But, you know, like I said, we went to Kohl's, and it's like, do I want to stand in a four-hour line? Because every single person that checks out at Kohl's at least takes 45 minutes. It's like the worst fucking place. So Tuesday is a day that I like. I remember as a kid, I used to always catch it when the local news or like maybe a website or something would have one of the anchors preview a few of the gifts.
They're, oh, yeah.
They come on TV and they say, this is what we're all hitting the field for tonight, my friends. This Friday, you're going to go out. You're going to work hard. You're going to sweat. You're going to stay up for 24 hours. You're going to use the bathroom at Best Buy. It's going to be fucking disgusting. And you know what you're going to get? An eight-top griddle for only $14.90. That's the gift of the year, by the way. Anybody, you're all getting a griddle. They're on sale at all three of the stores. They made too many griddles this year.
The eight-serving griddle was everywhere that we saw.
Yeah, but then
I also like the news when they'll have them go out there and look at the gift. So the guy hasn't prepared it all, and he's like, oh, people are going crazy over this My Pet Dragon this year. And they put it on the tiniest pedestal, and they hand the guy the remote, and he's supposed to play with the toy, and it fucking just falls off every single time.
It's a trash toy. That's the thing about it. It's like all these companies spend all this money advertising their toys, and they'll fucking, like, I remember when I was a kid, there was this Mud Runner, this big Bigfoot remote control car. It had little claws that came out of the tires, which I would like that in real life, but it had claws that came out of the tires so it could climb hills. And anytime you tried to damn climb the hill, the thing would just flip over and fall on its back.
Right. This is the time when the parents get to really eyeball a toy and be like, is that a hunk of shit or not? I can't tell.
And it's always, is it made out of basically translucent plastic that's just going to fall apart as soon as I take it out of the box? I think it is.
Have some lady just rev it on the drone and ram it to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, I hope they don't do that on Christmas morning.
Yeah. How many drones do you think are going to go through the ceiling on Christmas? Or just smash on it, really? I hope. No more drones, guys. Yeah, man. And then you'll also get a lot of, like, ironic Black Friday lists, which, to me, are exactly the same as the non-ironic Black Friday list.
Yeah, like, someone like Vice will do, like, the Total Bastards plan to get all the best Black Friday deals.
Yeah, they're always, and it's always like, are you, you can be an introvert and you can still get these Black Friday deals, just order them online. And any listener of Street Fight Radio knows that we don't believe in online shopping. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. If you're getting a Black Friday deal, you need to go to the fucking store and you need to look at yourself in the fucking mirror and you have to think about what you're doing, okay? We want you to have social interactions, okay?
Well, I want you to trade some flesh and blood and bone if you're going to get a TV for $200 fucking. You got to put time and effort in. You don't get to do it sitting in some sort of fucking aerodynamic office chair.
Some fucking poor UPS guy has to carry your big stupid TV up to your fucking curb. Oh, I hate online shopping for Black Friday. I'm mad about it. Up here on the stage right now, I'm fuming. Can you see it? I'm like Yosemite Sam up here, man. And then Cards Against Humanity. Those fuckers.
Yeah,
man.
they sent boxes of shit to people last year, right?
Yeah, yeah. What are they doing this year?
This year is the holiday hole, so you guys send money, we're just gonna keep digging the giant hole because you're just fucking wasting it, you dummies.
So the company that encourages me to do rape jokes with my 12-year-old daughter is now on its high horse about my consumerism. Thank you so much, Cars Against Humanity.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're culture jammers, man. They're twisting everybody's titty.
God, I love you, Cards Against Humanity. Please teach me more. Wednesday was a big deal. We went looking for campers. People camp outside of stores. You see it on the news all the time. It's one of those things that's like, is this something that really happens in real life? I don't think
maybe in big cities. I see like a clip, you know, you see a clip, but it's from somewhere, you know, DC or Chicago, where maybe people are out there have to be a little bit more competitive. No way is somebody camping out here in Columbus.
There's nobody in Columbus, Ohio that's so stupid that they would camp out in front of a store. So we went to
Wednesday night.
We went to number four, but really number one. The only place that's going to inspire the type of stick-to-itiveness to stay and sleep in front of a store is Best Buy. That is the only store that people are going to camp outside of.
Yeah, that's the fourth cornerstone of Black Friday. This is where you can get a laptop and you swear that if you have this laptop, you're going to make those beats and you're going to turn your life around and shit would be so much better if you just got this laptop.
Yeah, it is. It really is. We went to... This is not for you live stream people, okay? We went to Pickerington first, okay? Which, the way that this city is set up is we have this part that we're in, which is the center of it. Then there is a lot of desolation around it. And then there are suburbs around that desolation. And Pickerington was there, so we thought we would drive down.
Well, the suburbs used to be where the desolation was at, but then they just moved it down another exit.
Yeah, that's what they do. We just keep moving it on down another exit, and it would just build more desolation and then come back in. But yeah, so we drove out to Pickerington. They did not have anybody camping, which is shocking. That's like a safe place. I mean, being all that far outside of 270 makes me feel like I'm camping already.
Yeah, I feel, what they did have is barricades set up, though, like real hefty gates, like the kind that they have at independent pro wrestling events.
Yeah. And it was raining in 45 on Wednesday. You know, who the fuck is going to do this? But yeah, they had like bike racks, basically. And it just looked like, man, these guys, they could have put rope. They could have put a nice little ribbon. They could have made it pretty, but they're like, it's going to get fucking nasty out here. We're going to get some cold, hard steel out in front of this place.
You got to protect that line. People want to know where their place is.
Right, yeah. So we drove to Easton, which is a place that, I don't know. I don't know what I thought. I thought there were people that would be like, I'll just order it online. But we found campers. We actually found campers on Wednesday night.
It is a pretty big, I mean, that whole Walmart, Best Buy, Staples complex is just like millions of people.
World's saddest campground, really, on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we did. We rolled up on the Best Buy and we found a camper. We pull up and I'm like, hey, that's a tent. Oh my God, there it is. It's bright orange and I see it in line. I'm like, these fucking maniacs, these deal hunters. But then I'm like, what's behind it? And we start to roll up and it's... What is it? A shed?
It is. Here's how I'm going to describe it for you, okay? First of all, I'll just say this. It looks like a little murder house. But actually what it was, you know, they set up those tents to put drinks and tables under whenever you have a party outside in the spring when you're able to do that. Somebody just took some plywood, painted it black, and slapped it on the side of that thing and just made what was the scariest looking little shed.
Yeah, it was plywood spray painted black. I didn't see any doors or entry on it. It was just like a deer cleaning shed is what it looked like.
It was scary, man. I was kind of thinking there would be somebody hung upside down in there or something.
Well, there was a ray of hope. On the outside was a gigantic Brutus Buckeye.
That is because that person is a lot smarter than we are. You know, if Brett and I went to Best Buy, if we set up a shed, a murder shed, as I'm calling it, and we put a big circle A on it, or a hammer and sickle, the police would have came and knocked that thing down, lit it on fire, and then threw us in a jail cell with mace in our eyes for Thanksgiving. But Brutus
is like a protective amulet.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot tarnish a Brutus in this city.
Yeah, Columbus, Ohio, you can't move a building with a Brutus Buckeye on it. It's fucking absolutely, it's frowned upon at the very least, but probably against the law, I would say.
I didn't want to fuck with it.
No, I'm not touching. I didn't want to knock on a door because one of them people had a concealed carry. I can guarantee
that. If I'm sleeping out front of a Best Buy, I better have my CCW.
Yeah, or not. We would end up getting stabbed with a sword or something. Just fucking, you get up to that stupid murder house, you got to knock on a door, and there's a little crack where a knife slides out and gets you.
Some Matrix sword.
Yeah, it's scary. I can't believe somebody built a fucking structure in front of Best Buy, and they just allowed it. Like, hey, buddy, you know, whatever you're going to do.
It's a good investment, though. I mean, you have to pay for the construction of it, but you're getting Black Friday deals for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. And you can use that for all sorts of things, like murdering people. So we went out there, and those guys were camping. It was pretty fucking nice, man. We didn't talk to them. We didn't want to get killed. We drove home, and we decided to what's Thursday? So we decided to get ready for Black Friday's Eve.
Thursday is Turkey Day. That's what everybody does. Like, that's the reason we got together, is so that everybody can have cranberry jelly out of a can.
Oh, that's why the pioneers got together. That they, like, the pilgrims and stuff, they got together.
Nobody at White Thanksgiving wants to hear about those early days of it.
No. Yeah, they got together. They did the whole Thanksgiving dinner, but that's not anything now, man. It's Thursday. It's the day to get ready to fucking shop, you know? Get up, get the Big Lots, fucking get over to that Walmart line, you know?
It's time to get started.
Yeah.
And we did. We actually had to work. Like, we are anti-working on holidays, and we had to do it. We had to go see what the fuck was happening on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and so I was talking to Brett, and Brett has shopped on Black Friday, which is very helpful for us writing this show. And one of the things he told me was this very beautiful story of the genesis of the line for Thanksgiving. Brett has seen pre-line, post-line, Best Buy.
I actually started Black Friday shopping in the old days when the Nintendo Wii was like the treasure. That was the thing everybody wanted. And we had heard there was going to be 25 Wiis at this Best Buy near me.
Ooh.
I know.
That's
I was lucky one.
That's like a small amount of Wiis compared to the population, but a lot of Wiis.
It's a chance.
In Reynoldsburg,
I got
Ohio.
A chance. I had
yeah,
a chance.
I love
this,
it.
Now, this is the back in the days. We had no clue they were going to take away Thanksgiving. So Best Buy's opening at 6 a.m. that day. And my dad says, all right, I heard this, that our Best Buy is definitely going to have them. And he goes at midnight, he checks, he's like, there's one person out there, we don't need to worry. He goes and checks at 1 a.m., and he comes back, and he says, there's a few people there, we should probably go.
That's now, beautiful that your dad's taking you hunting for the first time. Like, that's like when they take you out into the woods, and they get you up in the blind, and they get the whole thing set up. It's so relevant to you, too, as somebody who would be selling those Wiis on eBay right now.
Yeah, well, he was getting one for himself to resell at work.
I love it.
It was nice. I mean, it was good bonding. So we show up, and we're number three. And there's two cars there because it's 45 degrees, sleeting, disgusting out. And we're all staying in our cars.
And I look at number one, I'm like, all right, you're number one, you're number two. Everybody knows that we're in line, but we don't have to get outside and do this, right? Everybody's holding the line.
That's how anarchy works, right, guys? You guys don't think anarchy will work, but, like, these guys had a line without actually having a line, just with fucking vibes. You know what I mean?
Raw cooperation in the moment, because we all did not want to be standing out there.
A parking lot full of voluntarists. It's beautiful. It's
wonderful. So here comes four. We're like, I'm three, you're four, that's one, that's two. When everybody's going five comes, fits in beautifully. Six is there, seven, here comes eight. Now eight had a low tire because they came in recklessly and that thing was squealing. And they just get there and they slam, pull the emergency brake and pull the door right open.
Now here's the goddamn problem with anarchy is there's always a despot. And that guy is the fucking despot that comes rolling in there. And he's just like, I'll fucking roll in there. I'll get in line if none of these cowards are going to get in line.
They're playing to lose.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing about it was that everybody else was out of their car way fucking faster. As soon as they saw that door, I just saw the back of my dad and he was like, turn the car off!
Gotta get this wee, son. So how long did you end up standing in line?
We were there for like 3 hours. My mom came up. She worked support. She brought us the thermos full of hot cocoa with the marshmallows. My dad thought I was a sissy for accepting it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, man. I like it. So were you all like pathetic, like as bothering everybody when they came into work? Because that's what I picture. I like always picture these interactions because I've always worked like customer service jobs. I'm always looking from the worker's side of the deal. Were you bothering the workers as they came in?
It was like being in a bread line. Like, we were just up there like, please, how many wees do you have, sir? Do you think there'll be enough for me? I'm only 19 in this line. I heard there's going to be 25.
This kid's like, man, I don't fucking want to be here. It's 6 in the morning. Or three in the morning.
Dude, I just saw Roscoe in the back take 10 and put him on eBay, so I don't know what the fuck he's getting.
So we get mad because people shop on Thanksgiving, and we're like, so who are these people that are shopping on Thanksgiving? Who are these absolute villains that are leaving their house and going to shop on Thanksgiving?
Immigrants.
Yeah. People were promised deals. Unlimited deals from their country. That is what we promise as America. Uncle Sam goes to other countries like, we're going to give you freedom. You're going to be able to get deals 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It's going to be fucking beautiful. And then when there's all these deals and when the place is open on a holiday, then why the fuck would they care? Why the fuck would somebody from Somalia give a fuck about Thanksgiving?
It's not... Why would they give a shit? This is why Trump people are mad, though. They took all the damn deals.
Right, yeah, but...
It really is. It's unfair, man, that they don't celebrate this. But they have to take fucking sick days to do Ramadan.
Yeah, we don't give anybody else a fucking day off. And then they're like, these bastards are getting our doorbusters now. Fucking ridiculous. They're getting that Dyson Animal V6 vacuum that I wanted. I'm fucking livid right now. I'm sicker than hell about this. My floors aren't as clean as I'd like them to be because of fucking immigrants.
Yeah, so, I mean, they need the money. I know more than anybody that need the money, man. I'll sing you a song about my own poverty, but I know it's nothing like that. So, I mean, they're doing the right thing. It seems like everything is in order. So, if from now on you bitch about the people shopping on Thanksgiving, you're yelling at fucking immigrants.
Yeah, you're a Trump person, basically. Anybody that posts one of those updates is a Trump person. That's all I'm saying. But we did find the white middle class people. Just lest you think we could not go find white middle class people, we went to the one place where they were hiding from the news.
Kohl's. That's where they were at. They had Kohl's bucks, Kohl's credit, Kohl's cash, Kohl's everything. They were buying coffee mugs that were shaped like grenades and said complaint department on the side of them.
That's my favorite one, though. That's a good coffee cup. You got to admit that. They were selling those beer mug fucking helmets at Kohl's. They had to get in there and get, like, just buying useless shit. But they couldn't go to the places with all the real shit because what if the news showed up and put them on camera and they're like, Susie from the, she said she had irritable bowel syndrome and she was just leaving early so she could get some fucking doorbusters.
She's got a cart full of blazers. I just can't help it. I need more blazers. I'm so terrible in my blazer department right now. This makes me feel better.
My blazer game's low. I gotta get a Christmas-themed sweater and all that other shit. So after
we finished at Kohl's, we actually celebrated Thanksgiving with our family and stuff like that, and then waited for Black Friday so that we could, I wanted to study, basically, why do people fight? Like, why are people fighting on Black Friday? Why is that happening?
How did they get pushed to that point?
Hey, all these places open at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving. You figure all the fighting would happen then. No, it all happens on Black Friday, and here's the reason why. As a sociologist, I can tell you, these people are mixing with people that have been up for... Okay, so... Put it like this. There's people that have been up for 48 hours or 24 hours crapping in a cup in line at Best Buy, right? And they're tired as fuck. They just want to go to bed. And they're like, they haven't taken a shower. They haven't been in their house. And then there are the people that didn't go shopping on Thanksgiving. They got up. They had a smoothie. They had some coffee. They're feeling very good. They're full of vim and vigor. And they just want to go in and get the deal. So they're whistling in. You can't mix that. You can't mix frazzled people with fucking normal people. It's bad. It's just, they're gonna fight.
Well, yeah, and then you have somebody, you have like the number 26 in line where they're handing out the TVs and they're like, we don't have the TV for you. So then they're going to get their other deal, trying to scramble across town. Here comes this person that just had coffee, all chipper, comes and grabs the last Keurig in the turquoise color that they need.
I did my kitchen in turquoise! Now my Keurig doesn't fucking match and I can't have shitty coffee that matches my kitchen!
I just wanted a TV, but the Keurig would have been nice!
But, yeah, I mean, that's one of the main things about Black Friday that I find beautiful is that, like, in August, if I'm standing in line with my family and somebody cuts in front of me in line, I'm like, some people are just assholes, okay? I mean, they obviously needed to be somewhere more than me.
Yeah. Honey, thankfully, we have patience and we can stay here and we don't have to call them assholes or create a confrontation about this at all. We can just smugly judge them from right here.
And if that happens the day after Thanksgiving, I'm going to grab them by the back of their hair and pull them behind me and say, you just learned a fucking lesson about who not to cut in front of. Because you guys know what happens when you let somebody cut in front of you after Thanksgiving? A whole line forms in front of you. Everybody takes advantage of your kindness and your generosity.
That's why it's the manners purge. That's the day when you don't have to be polite to anybody. You can throw hands and you can fucking go out there and get like that feeling, that passion that we don't get any contact sport in our day-to-day lives.
Yeah, know? We're all fucking finally being like we always are. In our minds, we're like, I'd fucking rip people's heads off all the fucking time. This is the time you're allowed to do that. So.
You can say the stuff that's on the memes that you share.
That is. You get to be the meme. You get to be a success meme.
Yeah. I'm okay. A sub e-card right now, so back the fuck off.
All right, guys. So that was our Black Friday experience, and I think you're probably wondering, like, why did you guys do this? What did you learn? What's going on? And we just feel like Street Fight has always been a place for class war. There's a first thing we started with was class war, and we're gonna die in a class war, probably of poverty, but we're definitely gonna die in a class war. And every class war needs an army. That's you guys. And every army needs a mission. So. This year's mission was to make Black Friday red.
Right, because presumably the reason that we're doing all of this, the reason that Black Friday is happening, the reason that Amazon Black Friday actually starts on Thanksgiving and goes to Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday is beautiful, though, right?
Yeah, after you don't have anything left.
As long as you're buying something.
Right. Well, then... This is our chance to help out these retailers, right? Our poor, helpless retailers. They've been in the red all year, and it's made them so sad. They bought all these 8-serving griddles, and they don't know what to do with them, and we have to help them.
Yeah, those griddles. Just one day, a guy was standing in a warehouse somewhere in China, and he was like, we have fucking... a million of these griddles. How the fuck are we going to get rid of these things?
Black Friday.
$8.99, Black Friday. Everybody will get one. It's going to be beautiful. Okay? But yeah, we want to get them in a rut, man. This is our version.
We don't
want to
help them. Fuck them. Like, why? What do they do for us ever?
No, nothing. And that's what and we're not going to Matt Taibbi you guys with numbers. That's not something we're going to do in this room. I don't know any numbers. I'm relatively stupid when it comes to this stuff. But we do want to tell you, you know, what's the average Walmart employee make?
Average Walmart employee is bringing in $22,000.
You have to steal $6 worth of stuff every hour to get a living wage from Walmart if you're at the bottom. So what's the CEO make?
1,000 times that, $25
million. $25 million fucking dollars! I could live off of 1 month of the CEO's paycheck for 2 years with my current lifestyle.
Yeah, and they aren't going to share that with us. Like, any of the money that they make is going to them. And they always say, oh, the CEO, he works like 18 hours a day. He's always on a call. He's, you know, Skyping in the limo.
He's living that Cole's lifestyle 24 hours a day. But that's just because he's not like one of his cashiers who, as soon as they walk off the line and clock out, they have to turn their Lyft app on so they can drive for another 6 hours just to make the money. You can't dedicate your life to Walmart because there isn't a possibility of making a living at Walmart.
Right. I mean, the thing about it is, and you guys can, you can laugh about this. It's a tragedy. That's what's so funny about it. But the horrible part of it is that people are spending 3 hours taking the bus back and forth, and that counts the amount of time you work, right?
Yeah. So
they don't know shit about that. Like, the CEO may work 18 hours, but he doesn't have to work at Burger King as well as Walmart.
Right. Yeah. So we don't want them to get back in the red. Is basically what we're, or back in the black. Back in black. We don't want them to get back in black. That's what that song's about, actually. So we wanted to come up with a few ways to figure out how to do this. So we looked for the liberals. We looked to the liberals for a way to solve this problem, didn't we, Brett?
The mediocre moderates.
Yeah.
What are they doing to combat these evils?
Well, they're going to do a boycott, Brett, which does not work at all.
Right. Walmart is still standing.
I've been boycotting for 15 years, it seems like, and Walmart's never going away. So,
well, you could do the Republican boycott.
That could also work, too. Like, they went to Starbucks and they bought drinks, and apparently that's going to bring them down. That's going to bring the libtards down, guys. So what we decided was we would come up with a three-pronged plan of attack on any of these places. And the first prong of this plan is probably the most brazen, probably the one that I don't want you guys to, not all of you can, but some of you can, I promise. Shoplifting. We need to do more shoplifting. Thank you.
Yeah,
clap for shoplifting. That is our audience, baby. So I wanted to tell you guys my shoplifting story, since a lot of you have been sending me shoplifting stories in my Twitter DMs all month. I appreciate it. I love them. I've learned a lot. I do not shoplift, because when I was 12 years old, I went to a grocery store and I had a fanny pack on because they were in style back then. I don't fucking care. You guys can laugh all you want. I had a fanny pack on, and I walked to the gum aisle, and I saw Bart Simpson gum, and that brand spoke to me quite a bit. I felt like a young Bart Simpson. I rode a skateboard up there. It's just like, let's get this fucking... So I grabbed it, and I walked to an aisle where there was nobody, where also a child would never go. It's just like, oh, I gotta look at the corn, too, on the way out of here. I slipped that gum in my fanny pack, zipped it, and started to walk out the store when the owner of the store catches me. And he's like, now, okay, had I been a smart 12-year-old, I would have said, hey, pervert, leave me alone. But I did not call him a pervert. I let him see what was in my fanny pack. And the words that came out of his mouth have scarred me. The words that came out of his mouth have kept me from stealing in some of the most prime places I've ever... The guy could stand in an aisle. No, there's not a camera there. No, there's no employees there. No, I'm not going to get caught. And I won't steal just because this guy just looked at me and was like... Bart Simpson, huh? It was just fucking scarring, man. The dude's like, don't, you do not come back in this store ever again for stealing the Bart Simpson gum. So I just don't steal because I'm afraid. Like, they'll be like, iPad, and then I'll go to jail.
Xbox 360.
It was just humiliating. You know, I cried so they wouldn't call the police, which if any of you were 12, if somebody's going to call the police, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, for all the 12-year-olds watching.
For the one 12-year-old. Okay.
I had early training in shoplifting. When I was a kid, I had a babysitter that was 16, and she was like, well, we're going to drive to the mall. And me and my sister are like, well, we don't have any money. She's like, no, we just go there to steal. Like, this is what we do, is steal. So I'll show you how to steal, actually, so that way you'll have fun. I don't want you to be left out. So she set up in our house. She was into stealing necklaces, so it was biased towards that. She set up these different points that we could practice. And what she would do is put up two necklaces, and you would wear a sweatshirt or something with a sleeve on it, and you would, when you would reach for it, you would let the necklace slide in there, into your sleeve, and you'd grab the one behind it, and you'd pull so that it fell in. And then you can just walk out of the store, or however you want to do it, but then you have it.
Your parents hired criminal David Blaine to babysit you.
I mean, I didn't do anything good with it. Like, I was young, too, so I just stole, like, a shitload of keychains.
What else can you really steal? I mean, but with that method, there's not... I mean, I guess you could have stole some Christmas ornaments or something, but there's just... there's very limited things that hang places, Brett.
We ended up moving when I was, like, 12 or 13, and I had to go and take this ball of keychains that was the size of a fucking soccer ball and throw it in the sewer before we moved so that my parents wouldn't see that I had stole all those keychains.
It wasn't about the material that you stole. It was about the lessons you learned along the way.
No, it's the thrill of stealing.
It really is.
I've always stole forever. From every job I've had ever since, I've been wonderful at stealing, and you have to just be confident and go straight into it, and people don't know what to do. They're like, I don't know, maybe he stole or didn't, but I'm already over it.
Well, that brings us to what we're going to cut. Each of our prongs has an MVP. And the MVP of shoplifting came to me in my DMs from somebody who worked at an electronics store. And he was telling me that he worked there when the laptops, the Apple laptops, came. What are the fucking Apple laptops called now, man? I don't remember.
MacBook brand?
MacBooks! See, I'm so good I don't even know brand names. They stacked up all the MacBooks, and they said every once in a while, every 2 or 3 days, a guy would just come in and fucking grab them by the handle and walk right out the door very confidently. And all the employees are like, I can't believe this guy had a fucking balls to walk out the door, and he just didn't do anything to him.
They're not getting paid enough to.
No, why would? Yeah, exactly.
If I was getting paid CEO money, I would have took that shit back and made him pay for it.
Yeah. I don't want to get punched in the head for $9.50 an hour. It's not going to fucking happen.
That is the only way to steal, though, is just to be confident. If you have a moral dilemma in the middle of the aisles, like, you're just, it's over. Like, everybody knows when you're just like, you're sweaty as hell, and you're just like, I think I'm gonna take this thing, man, for class war. Don't do that. Don't be that.
Yeah. We
have different things you can do.
We got other things for you people with morals.
If you get one charge, you gotta pivot into a new career. Don't make it into a thing.
Well, and you've even seen a grab and run, too.
Oh, I did, yeah. You know? One of the most inspiring situations as a child was at this Kmart. This woman is looking at this thing in the jewelry counter. Ooh, 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 la, la. All of a sudden, she just bolts. She takes off running. Everybody sees her. And there's a car waiting out front with the back door open. She runs and dives. Sailor dives into the back. The dude, a rad ass boyfriend, is just like, rats! Jams on the gas, the door slams shut. They're off with $18 worth of gold jewelry, baby.
I would like to apologize to that woman for calling it a grab and run. That was actually a jewelry heist.
I mean,
it's
yeah.
Beautiful.
That is.
Yeah.
That's the big deal stuff, right?
Yep. So the next thing we have is monkey wrenching. Do you guys know what monkey wrenching is? Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
Okay, so at your job, it should be your goal, unless you own the company, to lose them as much money as possible through any kind of means.
Yeah, this is selfless. This isn't like theft. So for me, I worked in a warehouse and I was moving boxes full of clothes. Now these boxes full of clothes were worth anywhere from $400 to $1,000. And if I threw one of them into a furnace, then they were then not worth that anymore.
Worth nothing once they get into that furnace. Really? I love this. It's so romantic of me for you to just be there like, hey man, if they ain't gonna fucking give me a bonus, one for the furnace.
Right. I'm taking it back any way I can. I was actively stealing at the same time, but it just didn't feel like enough because I fucking hated him.
So I was a cable guy for 7 years, people that have listened would know. And my monkey wrenching was less focused. I mean, I wrecked 4 trucks in 7 years. That's pretty good.
That comes up the works.
And one thing I did, and you're automatically going to be like, this guy's full of shit. I lost 8 drills in 7 years.
You lost them, meaning you sold them to a buddy for $25?
No, I was just really loose with them and I lost them. I don't need a drill. What am I going to do with a fucking drill?
I work at work times. I don't do that at home time.
No, I wouldn't even know what to do with a fucking drill. But we do have an MVP of monkey wrenching. I really love that Brett got in the street fight DMs.
Yeah, somebody told us that they knew a person that worked third shift as a dishwasher, and every single night they would not do their job until 7 a.m. when the manager came in. And the manager would come in and see all the dishes were backed up from last night and be like, oh, again? Well, I guess you're going to have to work overtime. So he was sleeping from midnight to 5 a.m. and then getting paid overtime from like 7 to noon.
It's beautiful. That used to happen to me at the cable company. Sometimes I would go home to take a nap and then oversleep and be like, oh, that last job was tough with like fucking couch creases in my face and shit.
Dude, there's nothing better than like waking up from like a drooling sleep on the job. You're like, oh my God, I think I made like $5 doing that. Sleeping on a pile of onions. Comfortable ass onions. Way too comfortable to sleep on onions.
Love them onions. Love sleeping on an onion. So the last prong of this and the last part of this show is time theft. We all do time theft.
Yeah, that's like right? The main one. That's the driving force.
I didn't even know what time theft was. And like this was when my innocence was taken away by capitalism, was when I got my first job. I was working at McDonald's. And I had worked my way up to running the cash register in the drive-thru. I come into work and I'm standing in the little booth area, no orders coming in, and I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. A little time to breathe, a little time to lean. If you will.
It's nice. I'm the guy for the drive-thru. I got it taken care of. There's nobody there, so I'll be right here to when there someone is there.
And my manager walks up, I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't have any orders, so I'm just waiting for some orders. It's very nice.
Well, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Exactly, you son of a bitch. You're taking every one of the seconds of my time?
Yes, they belong to all of them belong.
That was
to the company.
That was when I started saying, man, I'm stealing my seconds back, and I'm going to keep stealing my seconds back for the rest of my life until I've made my money.
Absolutely. My best time theft happened actually was getting Street Fight Radio started. Like, most of all of the planning, all of the initial editing, all happened while I was getting paid for this, like, nebulous job that I just kept promising projects. I would just say, oh, guys, I got this really fucking amazing idea. It's cutting edge. Let's get it set up. And then I wouldn't do it. And then they would come back and they'd be like, well, where'd that go? And I'm like, I don't know, man. That's so last season. We have this really new idea, though, like the cutting edge shit, man. Like, you don't want to get stuck in that old stuff I was telling you about, man. You're going to be behind the curve.
People are going to think you're a fucking geek business. You don't want that.
Are you fucking crazy? Let me handle it. Give me a few months to sit over there and make a podcast happen.
Look where we're at now, all because of that time theft. Yeah, that's what you could all be here. If you just steal time and build a business. And the MVP, obviously, of time, or the MVP of time theft is the sleepers, but not just regular sleepers. You know what I mean? We found out that a lot of people that work in warehouses actually build forts so that they can take naps.
Right. You take a couple of pallets, put them next to each other, throw a bridge across them with some boxes. Nobody has any idea what's going on in there.
So if you want to steal time, basically, the best thing you can do is either build a fort or have a job that nobody knows what you do for a living.
That's the dream, really. If you got to work your way into that. I had a job, actually. I worked on a cherry picker, which is like, so you can get boxes that are really high in the sky and in a warehouse. And I would just go all the way to the top and lay down and sleep.
That's damn. I'm glad you didn't fall off. I kind of wish you had fallen off just so I could get the story, but I'm glad you didn't fall off.
I had a harness. Sweetie pie. Yeah, I had a harness.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming out. I love all of you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. If anybody wants to incriminate themselves, we'll, like, if you have any good time theft monkey wrenching stories you want to share, let us know. We'll pixelate your face and do, like, the voice. But thank you for coming out. We really appreciate it. We're going to keep doing these, you know, into the next year, hopefully take them on the road. But we want to keep them happening here at Cafe Kerouac and make sure everybody in Columbus, you know, gets a taste of this before everybody else does. So it means a lot that you came out. And I have to get something to eat, so if we want to figure out a place that has food as well, we can all go somewhere, but we'll get that taken care of here shortly.
Thanks, guys.